The beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. First of all, what is Mishpatim? What is Parshas Mishpatim? What is it? It's about laws. Good. What's it doing here? We're in the middle of like, it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Makos, Kriyas Yamsu, Matan Torah, and then a bunch of laws. What's the Shaifas? Ma Shaifas. Okay, very good. So, in other words, these are the first laws that we were given after the luchos. That's what these are. These are the luchos that Hashem tells Moshe, these are the laws that you should give B'nai Yisrael now. In other words, you just got the luchos. The luchos are 10, you know, 10 commandments. And, okay, now give them these laws. These are the laws that you should now give them. Okay, and it's all mostly, it's all what? What kind of, what are mishpatim? What? No, that's shoftim. What are mishpatim? So mishpatim are laws. Usually we understand that mishpatim are laws that like you can understand on your own. They have like a certain logic to them. Like, usually like monetary law is considered mishpatim, right? Ben Adam L'Chavera, like there's a lot, this parsha is a lot of Ben Adam L'Chavera laws, okay? A lot of Ben Adam L'Chavera laws, a lot of, there are other aspects also, but there's a lot of Ben Adam L'Chavera laws in the parsha. Okay, and that's the mishpatim aspect. Okay, fine. So now what's, okay, like these are the laws. These are the laws that you should give to Bnei Israel, right? Wow, okay. What's the first one? Pay attention this morning. Who paid attention this morning? Eved Ivri. Very good, very good. Eved Ivri. Then Eved Ivri goes free after 6 years. And if he says he doesn't want to go free, so then he has to do this whole thing, okay? That whole, all the laws of an Eved Ivri, not all the laws, but a lot of the laws of an Eved Ivri are the first laws that were given here. JP, would you say that those are the most important laws to give Bnei Israel right now? Probably not. No? Guys, what are the chances that right now anybody in Bnei Israel has an Eved Ivri? What are the chances right now? Probably none, right? Zero. No? Why is this the first thing that we're given? Why is this the first law that Bnei Israel is given over here? Very strange. Huh? And therefore what? And therefore what? And therefore what?
They should know that if they do end up having their own slaves, they should not cheat them.
Okay. Not bad. Not bad. I want to hold off on that first. First, I want to address what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, what Gavi said is very good, though. We'll get there. When the Ramban says is the reason why is because freeing slaves after 6 years or whatever, you know, whatever the time period is that you free them, freeing an Eved Ivri is a Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. It's a Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. That what? What happened in Letzias Mitzrayim? In Letzias Mitzrayim, Hashem declared a Jew is never a slave. From this moment on, the Jews have been taken out of slavery. That's it. No more can a Jew be a slave. A Jew can never be a slave anymore. That's what we learned. That's what happened in Yitzhak Mitzrayim. What? How do we see that? Where does that come out? Where does it come out? Where does that express itself? By the fact that you can't own, even when you own an Eved Ivri, you have to set him free. You have to release him after 6 years or whatever, after or by Yovel, whatever the time period is. You need to release that Eved Ivri. You can't have a Jew slave forever. You can't. There's no such thing. It's a limited term of service. Because why? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, that means that we are a free nation forever. We are always free. We can never be slaves again. Okay? That's what the Ramban says. But I think that we can get a little deeper, maybe, with what Gavriel said. And to do that, I want to go back a couple of parshas ago. Not a couple, but a few. Not a few, but whatever, five or six. Back in Parshas Va'era. Parshas Va'era, okay, so the beginning of the parsha is Hashem tells Moshe, go and appear in front of Paro. And, well, first of all, I appeared to Avram and Yitzhak with Kel Shakai. I never showed them the name of Havaya. And with you, I told you that I'm coming to free Bnei Israel. And I want you to go now and appear in front of Paro and tell him to free Bnei Israel, right? Go to Paro and tell him to send up Bnei Israel from servitude to me. And Moshe says, what do you mean they're not going to listen to me? They're not going to, they don't, you know, B'nai Israel didn't even listen to me, but Homer, that Paro's not going to listen to me. And then, excuse me, and then there's a really strange puzzle. The pasuk says, listen to this pasuk, guys. You tell me what's strange about this pasuk. Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron. This is pasuk, this is Perek Vav, pasuk Yidgin. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ve'el Aaron. Hashem speaks to Moshe and Aaron. Vayitzavem el b'nei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim. And he commanded them regarding b'nei Yisrael and regarding Paro, the king of Egypt, Lotzi is B'nai Israel, Meretz Yisrael, to take out B'nai Israel from Mitzrayim. Every catch it. Every catch the pasuk. You catch it? Hashem commands Moshe and Aaron about B'nai Israel and Paro that they should send out B'nai Israel from Mitzrayim. What's the problem? What's the problem with this pasuk? It's more than that. Bean's got it, but it's more than that. Hashem is commanding Vayitzavim el B'nai Yisrael. He's commanding B'nai Yisrael to take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. What does that even mean? They can't take B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. They're the slaves. They're getting the same commandment as Paro is. Sounds like they're getting the same commandment as Paro. Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael ve'el Paro melech Mitzrayim. Right? I'm commanding both b'nei Yisrael and Paro. to take b'nei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. What does that even mean? What do you mean? You're commanding b'nei Yisrael to take out b'nei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. That doesn't make any sense. So there's different shotim, many different shotim over here. I forgot where I read this. I think it's in the Midrash. It says, actually, it's not the same mitzvah, but it's the same mitzvah. Paro has been commanded to release the slaves, to release B'nai Israel as slaves. B'nai Israel is being commanded to release their slaves when they have slaves. Hashem is commanding them here, back in Parshas Va'era. Before the Makos begin, no Makos has even started yet. Hashem is telling B'nai Israel, one day you will be a free nation and you'll have slaves. You'll have Eved Ivries. Make sure you send them out. Make sure you freed them. When? We'll see in our Parsha. After 6 years, by Yovel, you'll see. But make sure you do that. And the question is tenfold now. They're in Mitzrayim right now. They're the slaves themselves. This is like the farthest thing from anyone's mind, right? When they get free, then they're going to have slaves. Make sure you free them. What? This is what I need to talk about right now? This is like the farthest thing from anybody. So I saw a pshat. It says it like this, and it's similar to what Gabriel said. When you're in a matzah, if you're in a situation, you can understand that situation, right? When B'nai Israel are in Mitzrayim and they are the slaves, they now feel the slaves' perspective very strongly because they are the slaves. When you want to send a message to somebody, when you want to command them and make sure they're going to do it, you need to send them the message when they are in a matzah where they can understand the other side. The famous story of a certain Rav who was collecting money. He was collecting money. And he's going to the rich people. He went to each person's house. He was knocking on the door. And he went to this rich guy's house, knocked on the door. And the rich guy opened the door. And he sees the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, whatever. And he says, oh, Kvod Rosh Hashiva. You know, why are you paying me this visit? It was in the middle of the winter. It was snowing outside. It was freezing. And the Baal HaBayis is indoors, you know, with a roaring fire. And he's, you know, wearing his bathrobe or whatever, you know, his like silk robe, whatever it is, you know, that he's wearing inside the house. He's not dressed for the winter. He's inside. And he opens the door and he's starting talking to the Rav. And the Rav says, yeah, I need to talk to you about a tzedakah case. And there's a poor family that they don't have any money. And the rich man is standing there in the doorway. And the rich man says to the Ram, he says, come in, you know, we'll talk about it inside the house. It's freezing out here. And the Rosh Yeshiva ignored him. And he kept on talking. And he said, yes, I have to explain to you this matzav, there's a woman, an almana, and she has five children, and they're mamish desperate for money. And the rich guy starts freezing. He starts shaking. It's the door's open. He's wearing barely any clothes. It's freezing cold out. And he's shaking from cold. And he's chattering his teeth. And he's saying, oh, Rav, could we maybe go inside? And the Rav says to him, you can go inside after you agree to give me the money. But first you need to feel what this family is feeling. When this family is feeling the freezing cold of the winter because they can't afford heat, because they can't afford somebody to bring wood to the light of fire in their house, you feel that first. And then when you feel that, then you can understand what their situation is. Then you can give me the money. Then you'll give me the money, and then we can go inside. Only then. You need to be able to see that matzav, feel that matzav that person is in order to really appreciate, in order to really treat them properly. And that's why B'nai Yisrael is given this mitzvah already in Mitzrayim. They're given the mitzvah to free their slaves. When they'll have them in 50 years from now in Eretz Yisrael. It's not even going to happen now. It's not even happening after Matan Torah that they're getting slaves. You're not going to get a slave until a Jewish slave. You're not going to get a Jewish slave until you're in Eretz Yisrael. Why is it so important they get the mitzvah now? Because now they understand it. Now they're in that matzav. If they understand that mitzvah now, there's a chance that they'll be able to be mekayim it later on. And that's why it's the first mishpat that they're given. It's the first mishpat. Be mechazeg this. You just came out of Mitzrayim. You were a slave just now. You're just coming out right now. Now is when you can appreciate that matzav. Now is when you can appreciate that what that person is going through. And now is when you can actually take to heart that mitzvah. So, where does that leave us? There's many things that we can learn from this. I think that one of the most important things is we have to appreciate our fellows, where they're coming from. And we're very quick to judge. That's how we're made. We're made to very quickly judge others. We see a guy coming to chakras, we judge them. We see a guy sleeping during Seder, so we make a judgment call. We see a guy, staying up late, so we make a judgment about that. You see a guy being a jerk, we make a judgment on that. We make judgments. We're always judging. We're always judging. That's what we do. You can't really understand a person's matzav until you get into that matzav. You don't know what that person's going through. You don't know what he's going through. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what struggles he has. Every person is a whole world, and you're not aware of it. So when we're looking at our friend and we're trying to build relationships with other people, we need to be aware of their matzav. We need to be aware of who they are. We need to be aware of what they're going through. Be aware of that. Be aware of it. Take it seriously. Appreciate it. And maybe even try to put yourself in that person's shoes. It's not an easy thing. Try to put yourself in that person's shoes. How is that person feeling right now? How does that person just had X, Y, and Z happen to them? What is that? How does that make them, like, what would I be feeling if I was in that situation, if that thing happened to me? What kind of state of mind would I have at that moment? If we think about these things, we think about that idea, and then we'll be zocha to really be able to appreciate our friends, appreciate them, and also maybe we can cut back a little bit on the judging, and we can have true ben adam l'chavero and truly love our friends. With that, we'll stop, guys. Have a great Shabbos, guys.